And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Protector, was written by Joseph Mendel.
I will begin with a question that is not for you alone. Listen. If you drop an immeasurably small, invisible crystal of sugar into the ocean, do you believe that the waters of all the seas are the sweeter? Oh, I know the answer. It's easy enough to believe it by the mathematics of the mind, to count the drops and add a grain and find a comfortable sum. Permit me to tell you, it's not enough. You must also dip a finger in the ocean and believe that it will be sweet. Now I will tell you the story exactly as it happened to me, however much I may be tempted to embellish it. It began in a restaurant in New York, where I went so often that I had a favorite table and a favorite waiter.
You wanted something, Mr. Freiberger?
Joan, I'll have another piece of cheesecake.
I don't think so.
That may be, but you just bring it to me.
Stewed prunes? Maybe. As it is written...
Now, Jonah, don't quote me again from another obscure scholar.
Maimonides, Mr. Freiberger.
All right, Maimonides. First place, he didn't know about cheesecake and...
A physician and a scholar.
And secondly, I can also quote. Listen, it's in the Talmud. Are not the things prohibited you in the Torah enough for you? That you have to prohibit yourself other things?
Ah, you are distorting the meaning of the passage.
Only a little. Cheesecake, Jonah.
And the natural shape of your body even more. No.
Jonah, your father named you well. A glass of tea?
Of course. Right away.
Mr. Samuel Freiberger, the writer?
Samuel Freiberger, many things. Among them, writer of stories.
I was told I would find you here.
Here I am.
That is what I was going to say.
What?
Your tea? Oh, a chair for the lady?
Oh, excuse me. Of course, Jonah.
Something for the lady? Glass of tea? Cheesecake?
No, nothing, thank you.
Am I supposed to know you?
My name is Sophie Freiberg.
Practically the same as mine.
Freiberg, she said, not Freiberger. Excuse me, there are crumbs under your elbow.
Go away, Jonah. The table is clean enough. Still, Miss... Mrs.?
I am a widow.
Still, it is quite a coincidence. I mean, the names.
No, it is the reason for my coming.
It is?
I thought that I would find you and say, here I am.
Yes, I see that you are here. That it evidently pleases you.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is pleasant to be anywhere. I came to thank you.
My dear lady, I don't know you. I have never seen you before. What have I done to earn your thanks?
Mr. Freiberger, you saved my life.
If I were to tell you Sophie Freiberg's story as she told it, the meaning would evaporate into the accidental realm where unlikely things happen. Therefore, I will add what she did not know. I cannot offer proof or certainty, but I think I remember what it was that connected two events separated by many years and an ocean.
You will permit me to share this bench with you?
Of course, please do.
Thank you, sir. I smoke my last pipe here every evening.
In the spring of 1932, I was in Germany, in Heidelberg, visiting the university. On this day, I had taken the streetcar to a town some distance away, across the Neckar River.
It is my wife, you understand. She does not like me to smoke in our house.
I have forgotten what it was I came to see. The museum, perhaps, or some historical building. It had been dark for hours when I came back to the bench in the town square.
It does not disturb you, the smoke?
Not at all. Will I have a long wait?
I would say that depends on what you are waiting for.
The streetcar, of course. The one that goes back to Heidelberg.
In that case, you will have to wait, let me see, approximately 6.5 hours. Until the morning.
I missed the last car tonight.
By 30 minutes.
Is a taxi very expensive?
In a small town like ours, mein Herr, we walk where we want to go. There is no taxi, you understand.
I'm beginning to understand. No hotel either?
No hotel.
Question is, what do I do now?
You are quite right, mein Herr. That is the question. Good night, mein Herr. Wait.
What's the use? At least it's a warm night. 7 o'clock. What did the conductor say? 9, 10 miles? I'd better start walking. Ah, but first, a cigarette.
A cigarette, mein Herr?
Oh. Where did you come out of the dark?
Give me a cigarette.
How old are you? 15?
18. Bitte, mein Herr. I want a cigarette or else I'll...
Go on. You'll what?
Nothing.
It's foolish to make threats, my boy, especially since I'm a head taller than you.
Maybe there's a gun in my pocket.
Well, is there?
No.
I'm surprised that your family permits you to roam the streets so late at night.
I go where I please, when I please.
Is that how you're taught at home? You shout at people?
Stop talking about my home and my family. I have no family. I can see you're a rich American. Why shouldn't you give me a cigarette or two? Maybe a little something for coffee and rolls.
What's your name, boy?
Franz, mein Herr, Franz Hoffmann.
I have an idea, Franz. Is there a restaurant still open?
Yeah. They turn out the street lights at midnight. There's a place on the road just outside the town.
That's fine. We'll have coffee and rolls. And talk.
It's not respectable.
That sounds intriguing. What do you mean that I might be knocked on the head and robbed?
Oh, no. That is, not if you're with me.
Then come. You will be my protector.
That's good, Herr Freiberger, especially because,
because you were very hungry.
Oh, that too. But I was thinking, look at me drinking coffee with a real writer.
That pleases you?
It's a real honor for me.
Do you like to read, Franz?
Oh, when I was a child, I used to read fairy tales sometimes. But no more. Now I read nothing.
Really, nothing? Not even the newspapers?
What for? It's all lies. I want to ask you something, Herr Freiberger. The stories you write, you make them up in your head?
Yes, in a way, but stories come out of my experience, out of what happens to me. Why are you smiling, Franz?
Well, this tonight is also an experience, nein?
And if it is?
Why, you might even write a story about me.
I might.
What would you call it?
What can I tell you? It's not written yet.
I am sorry, meine Herren. Closing time.
All right. I suppose you want to go home now, Franz.
Home? A hole in a cellar.
But let's walk back along the river to the bench in the town square and talk some more.
A mechanic. That's a good trade.
Is that what you want to be?
It's what I wanted when I was young.
Oh, come now, Franz. You're only 18.
That's too late. My whole life I went to school only 2 years. You know why?
Others have also started
late. I'll tell you why. It was when I should have been in school learning mathematics and science, I was looking for crusts of bread and garbage cans.
I know how it must have been, Franz, but...
Yes, yes. You've read in books about the 1920s with inflation. 1 million marks for a loaf of bread. How should you know what it was like, you Americans? I was only a child, but I know.
You're not a child anymore. Now listen to me.
And I know that there are always those who have bread and jobs and money, no matter what happens. Oh, yes, I know who those people are. Everybody knows.
What are you talking about?
By me, I never had the chance.
You stop feeling sorry for yourself, maybe you can do something about your situation.
My situation? It's not only me, it's all of Germany, the whole Vaterland. Don't you understand?
Yes, I think so. I think I understand what you are saying. No other people, only the Germans, suffered and died.
Germany was betrayed and drained by the bloodsuckers.
You ignorant fool. Don't you know how the world paid in blood and hunger for the war forced on it by Germany?
Is that you, Franz?
Yes, it's me. What do you want?
Who said I want something? I was only passing. Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler. What are you staring at?
Get away from me. Crawl back to your hole in the cellar.
Well, what did I say, Herr Freiberger?
Don't even know.
Well, why should you be angry? You're not Jewish.
You are. That has nothing to do with it.
But I didn't mean you. I know other Jews. They are people like anybody else. I don't mean them. I mean the Jews. That is... I don't know what I mean.
You and the others like you who don't know, who march in your boots and salute a ridiculous little man and do what you're told without knowing. Oh, you will be shedding blood again.
Herr Freiberger, please.
Go away. Having you near me fills me with disgust.
Franz.
Do you have food for tomorrow?
No.
Here. It's all I have with me.
What? Oh, Herr Freiberger, I don't know how to thank you.
I don't want your thanks.
You're still angry? You do this for me?
It's not for you. Maybe it's for both of us, so that we can remember what it is to be a human being. The remembered taste of bile still sharp on the tongue. I see again a homeless boy turn into a Nazi. No, it was not he that changed, but my seeing of him. I hear again the coins thrown to relieve a Nazi's hunger, but it was long ago. But what happened in the years that followed, there is no need to remind anyone. Least of all, Sophie Freiberg.
Is here only to preserve peace and order. Go about your work as usual. Achtung! Achtung! Citizens of Poland, go about your work
Close
as usual.
Close the window, Sophie.
The German army of occupation is here only to preserve...
Don't go out today. I'll bring something to eat when I come home.
Don't go, Miles.
The shop is still open. I have to go to work.
Then let me come with you.
You know that's not reasonable.
Whatever happens, as long as we're together.
Now listen, Sophie. We've made plans, haven't we? A suitcase is packed, ready. And the route from here to the shop, what streets to walk, where to cross, so we can meet if it's necessary. You remember?
I remember.
Then you don't have to worry, Sophie. We have a plan.
Yes, Maya. Only they, out there, they also have plans.
Hi, everybody out! All Jews out in the hall! You there! Outside!
Yes, Herr Officer, right away. The suitcase, Sophie. Get the suitcase.
And don't forget the tennis racket, Sophie.
Excuse me. Is it permitted to ask where we are going?
Where? Well, to Switzerland, of course. For a rest cure. Corporal!
Hey, Lieutenant?
Take them to the railroad yard. This batch is for Lotz. Remember, Lotz. Put them on the right cars.
Jawohl, Herr Lieutenant.
In Lotz. You will turn them over to the commandant of the Jewish quarter. You understand?
I understand, Herr Lieutenant. Mullen!
Schultz! Get them moving!
What are they going to do with us, Meyer?
Put us in ghettos where they can... Give me your hand, Sophie. At least we're still together.
I feel safer in the apartment, Mike.
Three families and two rooms. You can't breathe. Besides, that's where they... They come to the house to drag away volunteers for their work camps. Do you want to walk some more?
The sun is warm here in the doorway.
Sophie, there's something we must talk about. Maybe the war will end in time. Maybe there's a way of getting out of the ghetto. Or maybe...
What are you trying to tell me, Maya?
It may be possible for both of us that we both will come through it. But if not, Sophie...
Don't talk like that. We've come through together for 2 years. We'll manage.
Of course. But if there's a chance for only one, then at least one of us must live. Do you hear me, Sophie?
I won't listen.
Promise me, Sophie. At least one of us.
All right, Maya.
Let's walk a little and then go back to the apartment.
Where you are, everybody. Men on one side of the street, women on the other. Corporal, get the volunteers in the truck.
Let me through. Let me through. Take me also.
Your turn will come, but not
no,
yet.
No, take me. Take me.
Get back, Sophie. Remember, at least one of us must...
Shut up.
All right, Corporal.
There are ways of getting out of the ghetto, but it's expensive.
But I've given all I have.
Not so loud. I'm not asking for more money. Though little enough remains with me, most of it goes to bribe the guards.
But what are we waiting for?
Well, when we go out, you will see the hole in the barbed wire fence. You all remember how to find the peasants who have agreed to hide you?
Yes, yes.
All right, one more thing. You cannot bribe all the guards. If the other kinds should catch us, scatter, and run. Everyone for himself. All right, now, let's go. Wait. Hurry, get through if you can, and scatter.
Come on, Franz. We've got them all.
Oh, no. There's one in the woods there.
Nobody got through the barbed wire.
I tell you, he's hiding in the woods.
Well, even if he is, they're not giving medals for catching Jews. It's too easy.
You can take your medals and... Never mind, I'll catch him for the sport.
Well, you're a funny one, Franz. It's so dark. How are you going to see him?
Go on back if you want.
All right. If you're set on it, I'd better get the dogs.
Hey, you hear that? Did you?
Hear what, Franz?
Go on, get the dogs.
I'm going.
But I'll have him before you come back. I know you're here, my little man. I'm going to find you. But don't make it easy for me. That would be no sport, huh? That's it. Find a stone.
But think before you throw it, because I have a gun. Oh, you didn't throw it. You put the stone down. I can't see you, but I know what you're doing, don't I? Ah, now you found a branch. A club is better than a stone. But you'll have to get closer to me. So close. That! Ah!
Got you.
So? My prisoner's a woman.
Let me go. Please, please let me go. I'll give you anything.
What have you got? Money, a ring? What's this on your neck?
Don't touch it!
You bite me, you! You listen to me! I'm going to reach for my flashlight, but my gun is still in my hand. If you move...
Now, let's see what it is. A locket. And inscribed. S.F. on our wedding day. Oh, sentimental. S.F. Sarah, Sadie...
Answer me!
Sophie Freiberg.
What did you say?
My name, my...
Samuel Freiberg or Freiberger, what is he to you?
Nothing at all.
You know him?
How could I? He is American.
That's the one!
I only know he is a writer. He writes stories.
You read his stories?
Please let me go. I'll give you the lock.
I don't want your trinkets. Answer me!
I have read some of his stories.
Is there one about a hungry boy in Heidelberg?
Yes. Oh, please, others will come soon, please, before it's too late.
Now tell it to me. Tell me the story, I said.
He missed the last car, and then a boy came, and the boy took him to a cafe, a rough place.
Was he afraid?
No. He laughed and said, "You will be my protector."
Yes, that's right. Go on.
That's all. They talked all night, and in the morning he gave the boy some money and went away.
You left something out.
No, I don't remember.
Before the money, something about the boy.
You know the story.
Say it!
Before the morning, before he went away, he found out the boy was a Nazi.
Then he gave the money. How did the story end? You remember the words?
The words were, "Poor boy. Poor world."
Give me the locket. Now run. Wait.
What was the name of the story?
It was called The Protector.
Story ends. And if the gaps have been filled with long-ago imaginings, it does not matter. It was not told to prove something that cannot be proven, but to tell you what must be believed without proof. I dip a finger in the ocean, and I know that the waters are sweeter. I say the words of the psalm, "Depart from evil and do good." And I know it is possible to sweeten the world.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Leon Silvertrust of Chicago, member of the National Planning Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and a prominent civic leader, Mr. Silvertrust.
Our story of today told of the power of a deed of goodness. A good deed is like a candle. Not only does it illumine the darkness, but it kindles numerous other candles, and thus its light lives on forever. We have learned from the beginning of recorded history that violence begets violence, and that hate arouses more hate. we must remember what is far more important, that a good deed begets a good deed, and thus brings salvation nearer to all mankind. When Rabbi Akiva said that the general rule of the Torah is, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," he interpreted it to mean that it was our duty to love even the wicked. He said, "Even if a criminal is sentenced to be punished, let your love for your fellow man make that punishment as light as it can be, and still be consistent with justice." The learned wife of the great sage Rabbi Meir once reminded her husband that it is our duty to hate evil, but not the evildoers. Rabbi Meir had become annoyed by the attacks of hoodlums and spoke out bitterly against them. His wife Beruria calmed his wrath with this reminder: "It is written in the Torah, may sins perish from the earth, and not may sinners perish." Our sages constantly emphasize the law of kindness as being the very spirit of holiness. To welcome every human being with a friendly countenance, to love the stranger, to feed and shelter him, to seek always by kindly deeds the peace of the community. These were the everyday goals they set for themselves and for their disciples. They taught, "He who saves one human life, it is as though he had saved a whole world." Our sages summed up their faith in the power of goodness by teaching that one good deed brings another good deed in its wake. Brilliance is not the only blessing. Let us have faith in the power of goodness to transform the world.
Thank you, Mr. Silvertrust. Eternal Light drama today, The Protector, was written by Joseph Mendel. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Santos Ortega as Freiberger, Mary Kay Wells played Sophie, Bill Lipton was Franz, Sam Gray was Meyer. Others in the cast were Larry Haynes, Bill O'Brien, Teo Getz, Louis Soren, and Dean Lyman Almquist. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.